So out from lane one, 50.9, did you feel like you were in the thick of that race?
Yeah, I mean, I looked over at the 75-ish and I saw Chad. I didn't see the guy next to me, so, I mean, the Chinese guy comes back like no other, so I knew I was in a good spot. And after that, last two or three strokes, just hit down and hope for the best, you know?
You didn't have a great start, Jimmy. I know you were kind of disappointed you didn't medal in the 55, and you were out of the Tour Fly Final. So how were you able to kind of bounce back and get ready for this 100?
You know, the same thing happened last year at Commonwealth Games. I sucked in finals for both 50 and 2 fly. Did a little better this year, but came back, dropped, I think, 7/10 off my best time to win a silver in Glasgow behind Chad. And I'm just glad I could repeat it again, just never give up.
What kind of training were you doing this summer to make all this happen?
Well, it was a long summer, you know. At the SEA Games a month and a half ago, 9 events. I think I kind of messed up my taper a little bit. Yeah. Found it kind of hard for those 200 especially. But, you know, just keep hammering it down. Weights, first time doing that. I think that helped a lot.
What is represent for Singapore?
Yeah, you know, amazing. Everyone's like, oh, you gotta win a medal. I hate that. You know, I've put enough pressure on myself, and I don't need other people to tell me what to do, but this, it's a huge relief. Now, I wasn't so happy when I saw the time. I was more relieved than anything. I think that says something, but, you know, I'm just happy, and I'm just gonna live this moment right now.
Man, obviously a great year, including NCAA, so what does it mean for you to have such a great 2015, and how does it set you up for 2016?
Yeah, you know, it bodes well for next year, especially going to the Olympics. Three guys, 50-point win a medal. Last year, Chad won in 51-0. I mean, last world. And, you know, that just goes to show how ready these guys are getting for next year. And, you know, I got to keep up with them. No matter what, I know I might be like 5 or 6 years to junior, but it doesn't matter. I just got to keep at it. Yeah, first medal ever. That's why, you know, it was such a, yeah. So it's like this, yeah, kind of thing, you know. I mean, a lot of pros and cons. Pros, you know, obviously if you deliver, everyone celebrates with you, but if you don't do what you're supposed to do or what people expect you to do, you know, they're like, oh, this guy can't do this, guy can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And obviously that pisses me off sometimes, but, you know, like I said, I'm just happy to, you know, win a medal for my country.
You live in America, right?
Sorry,
you live in America.
Well, I train in America. Yeah, I live there, I guess. Stay there. I guess, different terms.
Singapore is going to receive the Junior World Championship. You are.
No, I'm not going.
Too old of that.
Yeah, I'm too old.
Anyway, you're putting Singapore on the map in swimming.
Yeah.
Do you think like kind of that? Looking.
Yeah, you know, I want to be
all of that.
I want to be the best in the world, and you know that's why I think this is a great step forward. You know, my biggest medal was from Asian Games or Commonwealth Games, and now at a world stage. These are the guys who will be racing next year. So, you know, to be beyond their standing, to be where they're at right now, gives me a lot of confidence.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, man.